This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air every week at this time with an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you find Talkers Magazine, find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's the home, the perch of one Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who brings together his vast staff every week for a coordinated meeting to come up with the countdown stories and the people who have been talked about. So what net results from all of that research do we have this week, Michael?
And here we go. And what a colorful introduction, my perch and my large staff. I love it.
Yes.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So here we go. It's the NFL playoffs and the NBA action is at number 10. At number 9, we discussed Martin Luther King Jr. Day. At number 8, the California kid captives case and the Larry Nassar trial. At number 7, the HHS moral objections policy, Health and Human Services Department thing. We have North Korean nuke threats and that Hawaii false alarm at number 6. At number 5, the Wall Street, the soaring Dow, and the crypto collapse, the Bitcoin thing. At number 4, the 2017 warmest year claim. At number 3, the Trump-Russia probe and the Bannon testimony. At number 2, we have DACA, immigration policy, and the Mexican wall. And number 1, we have the Trump S-hole flap and the government shutdown threat. And on our people survey, at number 10, we have Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. At number 9, Michael Wolff. At number 8, Larry Nassar and Rosemary Akalina. At number 7, that couple David and Louise Turpin. At number 6, Eric Hargan from HHS. At number 5, Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un. At number 4, Robert Mueller and Steve Bannon. At number 3, Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi. Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham occupy the number 2 perch. And number 1 is Donald Trump. And it's been another wild week, and it seems like Monday was years ago.
State of the News Talk broadcast industry, as we get into 2018, things aren't changing a whole lot at the top of either list. The names are the same, invariable, back and forth. You plug one in one week and another one in the next week. What's different about this week? You're a big football fan, and there are a lot of people who are concerned or interested or excited about the Super Bowl, who's going to play, even though the predictions are that viewership will be off about 10%, because that's been the standard through the course of the year. I don't think I've asked you why you think viewership and listenership on the radio as well to football games is down.
Because there are so many more ways people are listening and watching football. It's very much like why the ratings in radio are not accurate. Because there are a lot of people watching football online, and a lot of people watching football through all kinds of strange apps. So that's part of the reason that the viewership seems down, because the ratings reflect traditional ways that people watch television, mm-hmm. and a lot of the alternative ways no longer count. I, for one, haven't. I cut the cord years ago. I don't have television anymore. Haven't had it for years. Mm-hmm. And yet I'm up on everything I need to know. Yeah, and sometimes I watch football at a sports bar. And now there's no ratings on that. So the ratings are not as bad as they say. But if they are a little bit lower, it could be just because of normal fluctuations in public taste. And there are claims that the football isn't as entertaining as it used to be. And then there's the political thing. But I think it's mostly normal fluctuations coupled with flaws in the way the ratings are taken.
All right. So that applies to radio as well. But you don't think it has anything to do with the kneeling controversy or headgear?
Personally, I don't.
You don't?
No. Okay. Personally, I do not. Many people will disagree with that, and this is just my personal opinion. It's not based on anything other than my own instincts. My instincts are people that love football, they're going to watch it no matter what kind of... As a matter of fact, they might watch it more because of the fact it's in the news and there's all this controversy and color. I don't think... And as far as violence, look at the popular of mixed martial arts and the UFC or whatever it's called. I mean, that's the most brutal, bloody thing you've ever seen. It makes football look like badminton.
So is that one of the reasons... Let me turn it around on you a little bit, then. Is that one of the reasons News Talk Radio, which is, according to some, wrestling, verbal wrestling on here, are the best News Talk Radios and people are fighting with each other? Is that the attraction? Listening to conversations like that on the radio, is that the attraction to our format?
For some. The problem is that the intelligence level of the News Talk Radio audience is underestimated by the same corporate powers that believe violence is the only thing the American people want, and dumbness is the only thing the American people want. What the corporate media doesn't understand is that there is a huge audience of intelligent people, and sometimes the people that want intelligence are the same people that like violence. It's not across the board. There are people that love football and love MMA who also would like to hear a very good, stimulating intellectual discussion. Not everybody is, you know, a junk food eater and thus a junk thinker. It's people are not that categorizable, and the media operates as if people are very monolithic and only in one little ghetto of lifestyle, and they don't realize it all sloshes together. So to answer your question, I think that talk radio would be better off without the yelling and the screaming, and I think that football and certain sports entertainment are better off with the lowest common denominator, and it could be some of the same people watching both.
All right, so to cap this conversation going back to football, who are you betting on in the Super Bowl?
I never bet. I believe in the old saying. That's why they play the games. I don't bet on candidates in politics, and I don't bet on sports. Anything can happen in football. But I'm hoping the Patriots win. But you know, and again, listeners all across the country, a lot of people are going to hate me for that. And if so, I'm sorry, but I'm a Pats fan.
If you look at the list of people this week, speaking of that. Both Mr. Brady and Mr. Belichick are in the 10th position because of the alleged, is it a feud, is it a fight, is it disrespect, is it discombobulation?
It's slow news days in sports. It really is. It's slow news days. Mm-hmm. Of course there's going to be stuff between people that have worked together that long and giant egos and all that's at stake. Mm-hmm. Robert Kraft's name could have been in there, too. He's part of it. Those three guys have created one of the greatest sports organizations, one of the most successful dynasties in the history of sports, not just football. So, sure, it's interesting. They're 18 years together, and it's still going strong. So any kind of a crack or rift between them becomes fodder for the talking machine of sports talk. Come on. These guys are not about to blow a good
thing. Don't mess that up.
They're too smart.
Too much cash there. Okay, 15 past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. I'm going to now focus, if I can take my eyes off of the stories or our mouths off of the people this week, I want to focus on this small pill that makes such a big difference. It's available now. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. And there are three ingredients here. The krill oil is great for your joints to keep you flexible, moving. And then there's omega 50, well, it's omega 3, and omega 3 is the fish oil component here that's so good for your cardiovascular system. Your doctor's going to love how the blood is pumping through to your heart, to your brains, to all your muscles. That's really what this is all about. And then the other part of it is CoQ10, which gives you a lot of energy. CoQ10 makes a sort of an activating ingredient to make all the other things that are in your body work well. Brain function, joint function, heart function, all of these things will be greatly improved by you signing on for Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products. So I've told you all of this stuff, And there's been a lot of discussion for the last couple of years, actually, about purity and the way they've come up in the world. This is the supplement business, big business, and they've become one of the big companies, and they've just introduced this Krill Omega 50, so they want you to know how well it'll work for you. So here's what you can do to find out without it costing you anything. Call 800-355-1493. Yep, I'm letting you in on a small secret, not a very well-kept secret, I might add. Krill Omega 50 Plus is available, so you can see how it'll work for you without paying for it. You pay to get it shipped to you, but they're going to give you the bottle free, a month's supply, so you can see how it works with your system, the joints and the cardiovascular, all that stuff together. How does it function better? You'll feel the difference. 800-355-1493 to sign up now for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. It's 800-355-1493. Don't miss out on the opportunity. Do it now while you're thinking about it at 800-355-1493.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now, you know what really disturbs me about the people list this week, Michael? There's nothing in there about Prince Harry, Meghan Markle. What the heck's going on?
We messed up. Yeah, you're right.
But isn't it
actually,
really
there wasn't that much talk about them this week.
Is it really?
Well, I mean, no, I was going to say, British royalty is interesting. People like that, but you can't have it all the time. And sometimes the British royals just don't keep up with the demand for gossip and things about them.
Know. But it is. It's a function of what we have in the people list often. What is gossip? But how much of the storylines, generally speaking, on any of this stuff is nothing but gossip, in a way?
There's a huge gossip factor to the news business. I mean, we have a whole population of news junkies that view news as a spectator sport, and we do play into that at talk radio, but it's a spectator sport with huge consequences, and you know, it's important, and it's important that we do talk about important things as well as the gossip.
Well, of course it is, but then there's that always that salacious side to all of us conversationally, who likes to gather up gossip. It's a gaggling.
It's always been
gossip.
That way in humanity has always been that. It's always been a cross between silliness and importance.
21 after.
A
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's now 23 after the hour. You're listening to the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, something we do every week here with Michael Harris, and I'm Doug Steffen. The situation with President Trump and his fake news award list. We don't always stay in order here as far as the stories of the people is concerned, but let's make it plural. Trump pretty much is always on the top of the story list these days and on the top of the people list as well. And you were just talking about sort of the, and you didn't use the word credibility factor, but that's kind of what we were talking about with regard to discussions on News Talk Radio. And so I get into this whole link between the real news and the fake news and whether he's, able to capitalize on whatever his own positions are by playing this game. Because everybody fell right into it, right? Everybody, as soon as he listed those awards, and the news media is all on, well, look at it this way, and look at it that way, and, you know, they sort of fall for his, don't they? They sort of fall right into
fall for his. Well, he's the president of the United States. He sets the agenda. Their job is to follow what he does. Everything the president does is consequential. And and that's why so much of President Trump's demeanor and his character, his nature, his personality is hard news, because he's the president. If it were somebody else, it would just be, reality show stuff. But when the president engages in that, he knows how to do it. Mm-hmm. It could be distracting. And the fact that it's distracting, the fact that it's unimportant, suddenly makes it important. Because the issue of the media being distracted by a president who deftly distracts, that becomes important unto itself. So it's a vicious cycle. The media is chasing its tail, and whether President Trump is doing this as a stroke of genius or he truly is an undisciplined man who can't control his impulses, it doesn't matter, because the end is the same. It's news. The fact that the President of the United States is engaging in activity that a U.S. senator went on the floor of the Senate this week and said is akin to the behavior of Joseph Stalin,
mm-hmm.
That is serious news.
Mm-hmm.
That particular story is not in our top 10. And frankly, it's not there because it wasn't talked about that much. But in my opinion, it was one of the most important stories. I did a number of appearances on talk radio around the country, and I talked about it heavily. Mm-hmm. I think that, well, first of all, most people don't know who the hell Joseph Stalin is. So you got to do a history lesson. But Stalin used to use the term enemy of the people to describe the press or anybody that was critical of his policies. Mm-hmm. When Stalin was finally removed from office, Nikita Khrushchev said that that behavior is not worthy of the Soviet Union. That even Khrushchev denounced it. And that's the same behavior that Donald Trump is showing, arguably.
Well,
I say arguably because some people like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are those who used to say the same thing. You know, we have short memories, and we're not teaching history well, as is exemplified by a lot of the Martin Luther King things that happened this past week, which is one of the items in the story list. But the idea that nobody's ever done what Trump is doing is nonsense. The kinds of things that Richard Nixon said and have been recorded or were recorded on that tape, on the system that he had in the White House, what he called Jews and what he called black people and the stuff, but it didn't come out while he was in office because he didn't have the same way of peddling his hatred that Trump does, if that's what it is. Yeah, it's one of the things that we really fall down on, and I just mentioned Martin Luther King Day for a few seconds here, thinking about why we have the day off when, in fact, one of the most teachable moments in the history of our country is our whole business with blacks and whites and relationships. And we don't have people in school that day. It's a ridiculous outrage, frankly, not to have school so that we can teach stories about people like Mark.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Exciting times in the world of News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending January the 19th, 2018. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen with the comments, ideas, thoughts about what's in the story list, what is being discussed by some of the people that are on the list. And then there are people who are not on the list every once in a while. And this sort of speaks to what is the framework of our business, Michael? The things that are said, the expectation, or the words that are used, because we all measure words. And one of my least favorite words is finally. You saw finally former Today co-host Ann Curry opens up about her former co-host. And then the same thing applied to Katie Couric, finally opened up. And what do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
So all of this focus on what was, but the idea that because it wasn't the first time somebody asked them, would you please comment, they decided not to say anything. So now, a week later, they finally have opened up. It becomes kind of a stunning example of silliness, the choosing of words.
And exaggeration.
Exaggeration,
hyperbole, sensationalism. Drama.
Do you think that comes about as a result of some of the shows that are on these early access shows about entertainment figures, people who are celebrities, the overview that comes from some of these kids that are on these shows? They get close to real stars and they act like they're all friends and they've been out partying every night and, oh, here's my buddy Rex Allen or whoever it is. It's a world of superficiality that where the news and the entertainment business have sort of collided. And I think that's the point I'm trying to make. If I'm not making it well, that's what I'm trying
to say. Well, I mean, access is key. Access, people in the media try to create the impression that they are, very close to the newsmakers. That's not just
right.
In gossip. That's also in sports, and it's especially true in politics.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who make their career out of the friendship that they weave and project existing, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Howard Cosell, his position as a sportscaster went up very high when it became apparent that he was good friends with Muhammad Ali. Look at how Gayle King has developed a career based on being Oprah Winfrey's best friend.
Yep.
In some cases, in talk radio now, Sean Hannity is riding the coattails, although he deserves all the credit and success he has. But he has gone from big to bigger because now he's friends with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
This is something that goes on all the time.
So when you talk to people who are good hosts, I noticed this week Up Close and Far Out, which is a podcast that you produce every week, upcloseandfarout.com. You can find Up Close and Far Out wherever podcasts are played. You have a conversation with somebody I really like a lot. Karen Hunter has been a figure. There's a bit of celebrity. She's a college prof, if I remember correctly. I worked with her once in a while on one of the New York radio stations. She just has a great way about her. She's very charming, and she's very smart. And so I'm curious about your conversation with her. What sort of road did you follow with that?
Well, first of all, Karen Hunter and I know each other for 20 years when she was doing a daily morning show on WWRL, a African-American station. She taught me how to do rap music. She's an above-the-fray figure. She's an African-American woman on the Urban View channel, which is an African-American channel, who does not want to be categorized as African-American. Mm-hmm. That's a part of her. She doesn't fall into any category. She doesn't follow any stereotype. She's extremely independent. She's a college professor at Hunter College. It's a coincidence that her name is Hunter and she teaches at Hunter. She's a professor of film and media. She is an accomplished writer. She has been the co-author of 8 New York Times best-selling novels. Not novels. And she has her own publishing company under the umbrella of Simon & Schuster, Karen Hunter Publishing. She's had a number of bestsellers in that regard. She was the first African-American news columnist female at the Daily News in New York. And she does a daily radio show. She's a heck of a person. And she's nobody's fool, you know. She doesn't put up with fools lightly. So yeah, she's not a warm and fuzzy person. You say she's charming. She's charming.
I like her a lot. No, I find her very warm and fuzzy. But maybe that's just because there's a sort of simpatico. I don't know what it is with her, but I find her to be extraordinarily appealing in her intellect and the way she approaches stuff. And she has a real good energy vibe around her.
She speaks her mind, though. She speaks her mind. She could be devastatingly honest. Mm-hmm. And
what does that mean? May I stop you for a second? What does that mean, devastatingly honest?
A person who doesn't mince their words for fear of how it's going to come across or if it's going to hurt your feelings or if it's going to make you uncomfortable.
Okay, so why is she any different than Donald Trump, who does the same thing?
I didn't say she's different than Donald Trump.
I'm not knocking her for it.
Do you agree that such people exist? Do you understand what I meant by that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, she's that way.
Yeah, but so is Donald Trump, and yet Donald Trump is being taken in a different light. I'm comparing it.
There are people that don't like Donald Trump, and there are people that don't like Karen Hunter, and there are people that don't like me, and there are people that don't like you.
No.
When you're out there in the world, and you're engaging in the discussion of controversial ideas, and you present yourself as an activist for change, you're going to step on toes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is that Karen Hunter is not somebody out there who's giving gardening tips. She deals with issues that are extremely controversial, and it ain't everybody's cup of tea, as does Donald Trump, as do you. And as do I. So that's what I'm saying, and you understand what I'm saying.
I do. I just wanted to bring you into it, and we were talking. I was talking in glowing terms because I don't I haven't seen or heard that side of her. Whenever I've been around her, I've enjoyed her company, and maybe it's been more of a social thing than it has been all they've been.
I think it's obviously been more of a social. Have you ever been on the air with her?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What was that? Was that the gardening show that you did?
The farm show. No, I sat in the chair, and when I was because they carried that station you're talking about. Carried, excuse me, my Good Day program for a number of years, and when I'd be in New York, I'd do it at the studio. So when I get off the air, she'd have me come in and do the last hour of the program she was doing and mm-hmm. talk about, you know, the stuff that she had on her mind. And yeah, she was, they didn't pull any punches with her, but there was something about her energy that really appealed to me. I thought yeah. she was very listenable. She could build a really great career working in a city like New York with her charm. But yeah, she does not, as you say, suffer fools lightly.
No, she doesn't. Right. And I think that her star is rising. And I think that even though she's been in the business a long time, I think her time is finally coming. And that was part of the theme of the conversation at Up Close and Far Out. People can hear it at upcloseandfarout.com. It's the current podcast. People can hear it. I think her time is coming. I think she's going to become a very a much bigger name in terms of the public's awareness of her this year and in the years coming.
Mm-hmm. Does she take the typical approach? This I do not know the answer to this question. Does she take the typical approach to Donald Trump that most other black broadcasters do?
Well, first of all, you cannot make a statement. I can't take the bait on that one that most other black broadcasters do, because there are lots of takes on Donald Trump in the black broadcasting
community. Well, maybe I should clarify. You know, however, what I mean. Let's just say the Al Sharptons of the world.
Well, no, she does not. She's very critical of Donald Trump, but she does not play to it. When I asked her about what role does Donald Trump play in her playbook, she said, Donald Trump is but a blip on the screen who's going to come and go, and when he leaves, a lot of talk show hosts on radio and TV are going to lose their jobs.
Yeah, she's right.
That's her take on it. Yeah. So she does not devote her intellect and her time and her intelligence to making Donald Trump the center of her game, as so many other people are doing.
Yep, there you go. And that's kind of what I wanted you to get at, the heart and soul of where mm-hmm. she's coming from, because she is different. All right, so there's the story. Karen Hunter on with Michael Harrison, this week's podcast, Up Close and Far Out. 44 after the hour on the countdown. What's your natural cycle of sleep like? Is your body encoded to respond well when you jump into the sack at night and you want to go to bed? You're tired and you don't want any distractions, and yet your pillow is awful. And the sheets on your bed are awful, and you're not comfortable. What a horrible way to end the day when it could end so wonderfully well if you have a MyPillow, or a couple of MyPillows, or some of the sheets from MyPillow, or some of the other products, because there are a myriad of things that you can get from the folks at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and become a customer. The first thing you'll do as you sign up for the specials you'll get using the promo code DJV is get a premium pillow at the regular price for MyPillow, and then you get a second one free. So that's where it starts, and then you can go to all kinds of other things. They have luxury pillowcases, they have seat cushions, they have pillows you can take when you're traveling on the road, sheets, bed toppers. It's just a fabulous place to shop around. You'll be healthier and happier when you're using these sheets and the pillows from MyPillow. Start off by buying one MyPillow and then getting a free one. That's what you do when you go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. There's a 10-year warranty. This is a patented fill that you can wash and dry. You put the pillow just the way you like it as you put your head down, your neck down on the pillow, and get to sleep much faster. So it's made in the USA. They have a great reputation for great customer service. Try it now. Get started. MyPillow.com. Remember to please use the promo code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Back to a review of the stories on the countdown, the charts for the week of the 15th to the 19th. Let us go from number 10 to number 1 here in review so you know actually what the core, what the basic, what the outline is. I'm confused all these words and I'll never get the top 10 stories in. Here we go. Number 10, sports talk radio and what the action is there between football and baseball. I'm sorry, basketball, but baseball is coming up another month or so. Martin Luther King Day at number 9. The captives case in California, number 8. Number 7, Larry Nassar and his trial with all those Olympians. Number 6, the North Koreans and the Hawaiian false alarm. Number 5, the situation with our financial realities. Things are good economically. Number 4, continuing conversation of global warming, because last year, according to the records, was the warmest year. At least that's the claim anyway. Trump number 3, Trump number 2, and Trump number 1. That's pretty much the way it wraps up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced...
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
As current and future college students determine their field of study, many will select a major based on what they are passionate about, as well as which industries have a wealth of job opportunities. They might not know that advancements in science and technology have transformed the agriculture industry and resulted in high job growth across the ag sector. The America's Farmers Grow Ag Leaders Scholarship Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, partners with farmers to award $1,500 scholarships to students looking to pursue their degree in an ag-related field. In 2018, the program will award more than $500,000 in scholarships for students studying a variety of ag-related fields, such as farming, education, agronomy, engineering, data science, communications, and more. Students can find more information on the scholarship program now through February 1st by visiting growagleaders.com. That's growagleaders.com.
All right, Michael, let's wrap this up here with a focus for a couple of minutes on the Turpins and Larry Nassar. I don't know if we either. I find discussions of what they've done for those who don't know. The Turpins responsible for the 13 children in California who were discovered living in horrible. You talk about Trump and his S-hole references. This is a real S-hole. And Larry Nassar, what he did to all those Olympians. These two people, these people represent insanity for me. What do we do with
insanity? Well, we treat them as they're insane. I mean, evil past a certain point, it's very hard for us to wrap our brains around it, and thus we can only opt out by saying it's crazy. It's very upsetting to know that the human condition can create such behavior.
And allow such behavior.
Turpins.
Well,
the Turpins, I don't know. That's horror movie stuff.
Oof. Yeah.
And, I'd like to say it's an anomaly. I hope it is. As far as the doctor's concerned, that's troubling. That's deeply disturbing that a thing like that could be going on under the noses of, bureaucracy and organization and people and experts. And I can get away with that for so many years. That's scary.
It is.
And that is a real, real, real evil. Whether that's insanity, I don't know. I think it's just evil. What can I say? It's terrible. Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Yeah. But the fact that we can highlight it, talk about it, bring people's consciousness to it, there's an educational process that goes on, I think, in the world of News Talk Radio, and this is a service in a manner of speaking. All right, good. Michael, thank you, as usual. Great to have you here. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 after the hour now. It's time for us to continue our focus on the charts from Talkers Magazine with an eye to our legal beagle, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a college professor, teaches law, has been a practicing attorney. Now, he last represented George Washington, I think. What is the case? Some of the things that he specializes in, protecting people from scams. His site, scamaside.com, is something that everyone should visit like once a week to see what the latest scams are. And I'm thinking, you and I were talking just before we went on about how the soaring interest in the cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin becomes L coin, and that becomes S coin, and then becomes A coin. And so what do we have going on here? And what is this something, do we put it under the legal banner or is it under the scam banner? What do we have to look
at? The interesting thing, it's all of the above. And the best scams always have some air of legitimacy to them to lure you in. And so these cryptocurrencies, the most noteworthy is Bitcoin and Ethereum and others, are legitimate. They take advantage of a blockchain technology that can be safe. So they're not going away, but they're very complicated. It's not necessarily something in which people want to speculate, but people don't do their homework, and scammers are out there ready to take advantage of them in multiple ways. They will, like you threw out in different names, they will create a new cryptocurrency, except they're not really creating it, and so you can get scammed that way. Canadian authorities recently issued a warning about a company that will help you buy the bitcoins, but then you can't store or sell them. People also don't do well as far as keeping their security in these bitcoins, and there are bitcoin exchanges that have been hacked. So you look at people like Warren Buffett, you know, noteworthy investor who's wary of investing in it, sees it as a bubble. So it's legit, but it's only for you as an investment unless you really, really know what you're doing.
Right. All right. So there is a scam side to it. And, of course, the banks want to make it look as bad as possible because it's not good for them either.
Exactly. They lose out on fees in business.
Right. Okay. On the people list, and actually the references to these California children who are captive, their parents, David and Louise Turpin, the legal ramifications. What can these kids do or people that will become their guardians? It's so hard to figure out what to do here or what to think about this other than these people are out of their minds. Literally, they're insane. But then where do you go from that point legally? What are these kids?
Yeah, and you know, it's two separate things because you're talking about the charges against David and Louise Turpin, and those are, you know, those are almost secondary. I mean, you've got counts of abuse, child abuse, adult abuse, false imprisonment, all of this. But what about the kids? I mean, the emotional and physical abuse and distress they've suffered. Yes, the state is now taking over custody, but they've got to, you know, they've got to find a way to get them some kind of help and into a normal atmosphere. As far as suing their parents, yeah, they actually could, but where, you know, where's their money or is money going to do anything to help them? So hopefully the state does have proper facilities to help these kids. Certainly the malnourishment will be able to be taken care of readily, but the emotional scars will be lasting.
All right, speaking of emotional scars, Larry Nassar, the official from the Olympics, doctor, accused by 140-some-odd girls of improper over years and years and years. So the fact that the International Olympic Committee says they don't know anything about this, man, they got to be vulnerable up to their ears in some kind of suit, as he might be.
Big time. I mean, he is. I mean, he's facing 60 years in prison, which he will get. But yeah, USA Gymnastics, which made some settlements with confidentiality agreements, so they're in trouble. The University of Michigan, or Michigan State, rather, where he was also a doctor and got complaints, they're going to be liable. Yeah, you're going to see actions against both of those entities, and some stuff will happen.
So do lawyers line up for this sort of thing? Do they come to the table with ideas? Do they go find these people as clients?
Yep, they do. They compete. There are legal ethics that limit how it's done. Those legal ethics are often abused.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Did you just use legal and ethics in the same sentence?
Yes, I did.
Good for you. Good for you. Congratulations. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney here on The Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.